ISIS is very capable on the YouTube. They are very effective in use the internet, especially the darknet, to inspire people that never met any ISIS person. They are very effective in sowing fear in the streets of Brussels, Nice, London, Moscow, even on American soil. But as a military threat, they are ridiculous. I cannot use another word. There's 50,000 people riding on 5,000 Toyota pickups with World War II machine guns. Now they even got few Hummers and several old Soviet-made tanks. It's a ridiculous fighting force. They are there and conquered such a big piece of land only before they never faced a professional fighting force. The irony, of course, is that they should be defeated in Syria and Iraq on the ground by Muslims. They cannot be defeated by crusaders like us, Americans or whatever, without the whole thing backfiring at us. So the most we can provide them is intelligence, air close support, which ended up with quite a tragedy just in the last 24 hours, but it should be continued, and few special forces officers. That's all. They are now going to be defeated in Mosul, I assume within the next month or two, and then in Raqqa, probably with a different combination. But we should have no delusions or illusions. Even once they are defeated on the ground, which I expect to happen within the next year, they will not disappear. They will keep inspiring lone wolves and dormant cells all around the world. They will keep operating on the internet, and they are not alone. Remember, there is no shortage of these organizations. They are loosely, very loosely coordinated or kind of woven into each other, and that makes them extremely resilient. So we are in a generational war. We have to invent new jokes, but also to take certain actions in cooperating on intelligence, on operations, and a worldwide cooperation to suppress terror. It won't work without listening to the recommendation of Dr. Bredei. You don't have just to kill mosquitoes effectively. You have to find ways to start and drain the swarm.